And I've had customers come up to me and say stuff like, why is he over there by himself? You're in selling. That means that you have to make an effort. You have to make an effort to be entertaining. You have to make an effort to make sure everybody's comfortable. And that's what selling is all about, is making an effort. It's not about you. It's about making an effort for the other parties. So just try to keep that in mind, that networking thing. You get an opportunity to go to some kind of a barbecue or something like that, get around, say hello. Some of you it comes natural too, but some of you it may not come natural too, and you can get better at it by working at it. Trade associations, contacts. There's a major serious linkage that in Michigan, there was a lot of these linkages around. Do you know what I'm thinking of? Guys that are out of work. Guys that are out of work. If you're working in a, you're calling on a customer and working with guys in a factory, and for one reason or another they're out of work, you find them a job, you have got a turning point at that new account, that's for sure. So anytime you find out, what happened to Joe? Oh, he got laid off, whatever. Try to find out where he is. Get his home phone, try to get a hold of him. And there are websites where you can get almost anybody's phone number. So if you have trouble finding somebody, give me a call. I'll help you do that. Call them up. You can build them up, and maybe you can help them get a job someplace else, because that can come back to help you in the future for sure. All right. There's a strategic linkage exercise we have here next. Can we take 5 minutes maybe and try to do this, then we'll go for lunch? How's that?
Okay. Let's go.
All right. Get with your team, and let's just try to get some ideas. What's that?
Sweeten the pie,
yeah, right. We're going to go for lunch in just a few seconds. Just get with your team, and let's just talk about some strategic linkages that might be helpful that you could identify in your market. And then we're going to break for lunch. So let's just take a few minutes there, huh? All right, gentlemen, that's time. We're going to quit. Want to just make sure everybody's aware here that there are ways to get more than just one order. Most of my friends that were selling stuff in this Cub Scout thing were trying to get one order from their dad, one order from their mom, and that was it. I was using all my customers that were in my newspaper thing, which gave me a good strategic linkage, but the guy that had his dad with the bar had a much better strategic linkage. Two things were suggested that really impressed me. One over here, Rich had an idea of getting the MTBs, the machine tool builder sales companies in his market, tuned up. Okay, great.
I'll give you an example. Yesterday I got a phone call and one guy says, hey, I got two certificates for you for $10,000. I didn't do anything for him.
Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about it over lunch, but let me finish one other one. And the other one over here, Chris came up with. He's got one customer that he's doing business with. The guy can't meet the demand. He had a guy got hurt and is not working. He's got not enough capacity to do the job, and he's got another customer down the road that's got ample capacity, so he hooked the two guys up together, and now they're, you know, bouncing off each other, which could level their load. Okay, let's have lunch. And we talked about a half hour. All right, are we all here? Or?
Tuesday or Wednesday, I think, something like that, maybe Thursday.
I think we'll be like about 5 days.
Anybody that's not here, please raise your hand.
John?
I'm here.
Yeah, this hotel has really gone out of their way to make it nice. And splitting up the sandwiches, that was a pretty good idea, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, and they made me a cheeseburger.
Oh, is that right, huh? Wow.
Yeah, they did have good food, too.
Yeah, cheeseburger was good.
And I never saw a guy come out of the, you know, the kitchen area to say goodbye or whatever. That's, like, totally amazing.
You made an impression on him.
Yeah.
Dad, or he really liked you, John.
All right. That's pretty amazing. All right, let us forego all the frivolities and move on with our program here. Are there any questions or any comments on anything we've covered so far? All right, I'm over here on page 55 right now, I think. Am I on the right page? Yeah. Okay, we're still talking about strategic linkages here. On page 55, we got offer more value that doesn't cost that much if there's something that you can do, like, for example, extended warranties, make a longer warranty, and cross your fingers, scheduled shipments, and do re-engineering. You know, you do that for free, obviously, re-engineering of jobs if you get the business, but going into an account and setting it up as something new. You're going to go in and re-engineer a job for them. Might be an opportunity. Do more problem solving. And, you know, a problem that's well-defined is a problem that's easy to solve. So make sure you write it down. And if you get something going in an account, move on to the next thing in that account. Try to get more people involved in identifying the problem. Commitment dates, written records, and I gave you those two charts that had the schedules in there, so don't forget those. They're in the book there. I also have those on Excel spreadsheets if you wanted them. I mean, you could copy them right there, but I could email those to you, too, if you wanted them. Let's move over now to page 56. And here we're talking about some of the other things selling in a down market. I was reading an article the other day, and it said that 70% of all leads are not followed through to the completion. So somebody send me information. I mean, Carboloid and Seco do worldwide advertising, and this advertising generates leads.